You are going to listen to an interview with two experts about teenage use of media. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 6 with the sentence endings A to I. There are two extra sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Controversy. Today, we'll be taking a look at the use of media by teenagers, which some say is quite excessive these days. We've got two experts here in the studio, Karen Kenneth, who is a producer for ABC Net, and Peter McCourt, who teaches communication at Chicago University. Karen, Peter, thanks for coming to the studio today.
Well, thanks for inviting us.
It's good to be here.
So, teenagers say that they're in full control of the amount of time they spend using all sorts of media, and that this kind of media consumption is simply part of their lives. Do you think that's true?
Well, I think that more and more young people get too much media-related input. They're confronted with huge amounts of information every day. Teens frequently don't even realize anymore how many hours they spend playing computer games, keeping up with their friends on various apps, checking their social networking sites, or just streaming videos.
That's absolutely true. Some parents get the impression that their children are addicted to social media and they worry about it. In the past few years, it has been the case that consuming media was the most important activity in young people's lives. Physical activity and homework seem to be less important than just being online.
What can parents do?
It's not easy, but with simple and clear rules, parents can help their children to change their behavior. I recommend a defined limit to screen time per day.
What about the increase in obesity over the years? Do teens just eat too much and do too little sports? Or is media a problem here too?
There are lots of apps that help you keep fit. Cyclists and runners are really well catered for, and apps that track your steps are really popular, too. But a lot of the media young people consume require them to sit. They might be sitting on the couch staring at a screen, or they might be lying in bed texting their friends or playing games on their phone. It would be better if young people were involved in more energetic activities.
What's even worse than just sitting is the fact that most young people eat a lot of unhealthy food while sitting. Consuming junk food frequently goes hand in hand with consuming media. Again, there are apps that help people count calories and that recommend healthy foods, but in the main, it seems that more kids are gaining weight and also developing other physical problems.
Can an addiction to social media also lead to bad grades at school?
Many young people are so absorbed in whatever kind of media they're using that they don't feel time passing. It's the entertainment and excitement they experience when playing games or communicating with peers via the phone or the internet that makes them forget everything else, their homework included. So, yeah, surfing the net too much may have a negative effect on their grades.
Critics say that social networking sites isolate people from reality because there's no face-to-face contact anymore. Would you agree?
Well, on the one hand, social media can lead to isolation. Young people might turn away from family and friends because there's no time for personal interaction due to them being online too much. But on the other hand, there might be over-communication. Today, people can play video games online together with other people. They're communicating with each other all the time, but unfortunately not in person. While this certainly is some sort of interaction, it's not one that's good for the development of social skills.
Who can help if a teenager becomes more and more isolated?
If parents have children who spend too much time on the internet, they need to take the situation seriously and do something about it. As a first step, parents and their children need to sit down together and discuss possible changes. Setting up strict rules, like forbidding the use of social media altogether, that doesn't make much sense. Instead, parents and teenagers should work out good rules together.
Certainly a good piece of advice. Thanks for talking to us about this.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Controversy. Today, we'll be taking a look at the use of media by teenagers, which some say is quite excessive these days. We've got two experts here in the studio, Karen Kenneth, who is a producer for ABC Net, and Peter McCourt, who teaches communication at Chicago University. Karen, Peter, thanks for coming to the studio today.
Well, thanks for inviting us.
It's good to be here.
So, teenagers say that they're in full control of the amount of time they spend using all sorts of media, and that this kind of media consumption is simply part of their lives. Do you think that's true?
Well, I think that more and more young people get too much media-related input. They're confronted with huge amounts of information every day. Teens frequently don't even realize anymore how many hours they spend playing computer games, keeping up with their friends on various apps, checking their social networking sites, or just streaming videos.
That's absolutely true. Some parents get the impression that their children are addicted to social media and they worry about it. In the past few years, it has been the case that consuming media was the most important activity in young people's lives. Physical activity and homework seem to be less important than just being online.
What can parents do?
It's not easy, but with simple and clear rules, parents can help their children to change their behavior. I recommend a defined limit to screen time per day.
What about the increase in obesity over the years? Do teens just eat too much and do too little sports? Or is media a problem here too?
Well, there are lots of apps that help you keep fit. Cyclists and runners are really well catered for, and apps that track your steps are really popular too. But a lot of the media young people consume require them to sit. They might be sitting on the couch staring at a screen, or they might be lying in bed texting their friends or playing games on their phone. It would be better if young people were involved in more energetic activities.
What's even worse than just sitting is the fact that most young people eat a lot of unhealthy food while sitting. Consuming junk food frequently goes hand in hand with consuming media. Again, there are apps that help people count calories and that recommend healthy foods, but in the main, it seems that more kids are gaining weight and also developing other physical problems.
Can an addiction to social media also lead to bad grades at school?
Many young people are so absorbed in whatever kind of media they're using that they don't feel time passing. It's the entertainment and excitement they experience when playing games or communicating with peers via the phone or the internet that makes them forget everything else, their homework included. So, yeah, surfing the net too much may have a negative effect on their grades.
Critics say that social networking sites isolate people from reality because there's no face-to-face contact anymore. Would you agree?
Well, on the one hand, social media can lead to isolation. Young people might turn away from family and friends because there's no time for personal interaction due to them being online too much. But on the other hand, there might be over-communication. Today, people can play video games online together with other people. They're communicating with each other all the time, but unfortunately not in person. While this certainly is some sort of interaction, it's not one that's good for the development of social skills.
Who can help if a teenager becomes more and more isolated?
If parents have children who spend too much time on the internet, they need to take the situation seriously and do something about it. As a first step, parents and their children need to sit down together and discuss possible changes. Setting up strict rules, like forbidding the use of social media altogether, that doesn't make much sense. Instead, parents and teenagers should work out good rules together.
Certainly a good piece of advice. Thanks for talking to us about this.